Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. It's Super Bowl week, and I'm oddly looking forward to this.
You are looking forward to this year's Super Bowl?
I'm looking forward to the game because I suddenly realize these two teams embody the fundamentals and techniques of offense and defensive line play that I have been yelling about all year that other teams don't have.
So this is what you're. These are the teams that made it to the Super Bowl are the ones you say this is what they should have.
That's right.
Explain what you mean to the audience over there. I mean, you talk about, you know, having a good offense. You always say that the game is played at the line of scrimmage. What do you mean by that?
It has been, and it is, and it always will be played at the line of scrimmage. But in order to play it today,
yeah,
because they have done everything they can to clear the decks for more points to be scored.
Right.
And so what we're dealing with here is two teams that are very well coached at the line of scrimmage. Philadelphia is really impressive when you watch what they do.
It's true.
How they attack opposing defenses. But Kansas City's defensive line, I believe, is a little bit better than advertised.
Ah, so, all right, so hold on to that because we're going to go right straight through. We know what we're talking about today. It's Super Bowl coming up for you. Super Bowl Sunday. What is this? Super Bowl 57, is that right?
That's it.
Yep. You played in what, Super Bowl?
14.
14. I remember it, too. I'm getting old myself here. I'm telling you, buddy. Oh, maybe a martini tonight to kind of go over some memories.
Yeah, I just want to re-scout my notes tonight.
Yeah.
Under the influence of two martinis.
That's pretty good. All right, we'll take it.
One for each hand.
Tito's. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more. Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. Our chat room is open on Facebook Live. Follow us, Fred, on Twitter, Facebook. Email him, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance7 is your answer. Balance7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. And don't forget the code word word, Fred.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program, gentleman here, right next to me, wherever he is. Where did he go? Here he is. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Lost you there for a while on the camera.
I know, it's crazy.
I was looking at you, but I didn't think anybody else could see us. You look pretty good today.
Who, me?
Yeah, kind of cash. Getting ready. Like you're ready for a Super Bowl party. So let's continue with this. You say it's all at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And you say that these teams, Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, embody a great offensive line, a great defensive line. This is going to be won or loss at the line of scrimmage. Now, I thought it was going to be Philadelphia right from the get-go, but I'm starting to I haven't made my final pick yet because there's a lot of different things going on here. You were talking about this here. These are two well-matched teams. How do you see this, Fred Dreyer?
Well, like I've said, here's what I tell people who are novices about the sport. If you want to get right to it, keep your eye on a center of Philadelphia and the center of Kansas City. Those two guys. If they can do what they want to do in terms of calling the blocking assignments to the two guards and the tackles,
right,
respectively, if they can get their way, they can have a great chance of controlling the line of scrimmage. Meaning, they'll run the ball 2 to 3 times, and within 2 to 3 times, they'll have a first down. They'll have 10 yards.
Now, how does the center, you say that you talked about the center of the line is what we're going to be looking at,
the
right?
The actual center himself.
Oh, so how so? What are we looking for?
Well, give us he'll come out and take a peek at he knows what play he wants to run, and he'll look around, and he'll usually attack the closest man to him. If not, then Philadelphia or Kansas City, respectively, will try to get their center after he snaps the ball to the quarterback. He'll try to get the center out into the blue area, I guess you would call it, where the linebackers are. You want to get as many of your men off the line of scrimmage if you're running. Past the line of scrimmage, into the area where you can block and create pathways. Remember, the running back is getting the ball usually 6 to 7 yards deep in the backfield.
Okay.
So he now has that much time before he hits the line of scrimmage to be able to find out, is there a blocking pattern that I can work off of? And that's establishing the run game. That's what they mean by establishing the run game. And so all of these characters, all of these running back guys, the real good, wily, crafty guys who will make the difference in the game, actually, are you never can tell. They might just have one team may just have a great day and being able to block the opposing linebackers, coming off the line of scrimmage, sealing people off, double teaming, turning the opposing defensive tackles, and literally get them turned in a 90-degree, 360, turn them around.
And you say these teams are the ones that can set this up better than other teams that we've seen.
These two teams attack the lines of scrimmage and protect the quarterback better than any other teams.
Interesting. Okay.
So the beauty is, the beauty of all of this is that both know it, and the fun is going to be what coach is going to be smart enough to line up and show you what they usually do, and then break it and go off
and do something else.
Completely something else.
Now, who do you like as the coaching? I kind of like Andy Reid. The guy's been there before, but he was coached Philadelphia, for God's sakes. I mean, it's been a while back now, but he's done a great job with Kansas City. Who do you like?
I like Kansas City. I like Kansas City, and right now I do. I think Mahomes has proven that he's completely healthy. If he's completely healthy, which he says he is, and Mahomes has told his coach, Andy Reid, I'm healthy, I'm ready to go. If that's the case, then I give them the nod at the line of scrimmage. You know, you can win the line of scrimmage and lose the game. That's what's really funny.
See, I'm a big guy. I think Jalen Hurts had a great year, but his arm, I don't know if it's 100% yet. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
either. They say he's had a little problem there, and Mahomes had a problem with his ankle, but he says he's okay now
with his
foot.
Yeah, that's right. He says he's fine.
All right. So we still haven't made our choice yet. Maybe by the end of the show, you and I'll come up with something. We'll talk ourselves.
Well, yeah, for the sake of making a bet, we'll probably. I can probably just say all day the last day or so, I've been thinking that Kansas City. Here's what I do. Kansas City, I think the Eagles have the overall man-to-man best offensive line.
Okay, I agree with that. Yep.
I also think that Kansas City has a defensive line that goes up against Philadelphia's line. I also believe that they have the ability to control the line of scrimmage and hold off these blocks that the Eagle offensive line is going to try to get on them. So It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Here's what I also hope. Do we know is Fox doing this?
Fox is doing the game.
Okay, so that means it's Troy Aikman and what's his name?
No,
I don't know.
It's going to be
Joe.
What's his face? Possibly the Dodger announcer.
Okay, so
Joe Davis. I don't know.
I hope one of these people, and it's got to be the color commentator.
Yeah,
he's got to understand this conversation
that you and I are having right now.
Yeah, if I'm doing this game as a cover guy,
yeah,
this is what I'm going to tell people. This game's hinging on run blocking, pass blocking, and who does it the best, who doesn't turn the ball over, is going to win the game.
All right. We'll see how that goes. Now, this whole thing could be thrown out the window. Somebody gets injured right away. Look at San Francisco. And don't be fooled. You say, well, he was, Philadelphia overpowered San Francisco. San Francisco is working on their fourth, fifth, and sixth string quarterbacks, for gosh sakes. I mean, they went going through them like, I changed my underwear. And, I do that often. But anyway, so what I want to say is something could happen here. So all your best laid plans of everything, you got to just settle back, relax, and enjoy the game. Once it starts,
have some nachos.
Now, that's what we want to talk about, because you, not necessarily the fast food guy, but you just mentioned nachos. So what would be on the Fred Dreyer plate this for the Super Bowl? You going to have In-N-Out burgers? What are you going to be serving?
No, I will rely on the best guacamole.
Okay, so got to be excellent guacamole. You like it kind of chopped up a little bit?
It's got to be great.
Good.
It can't be too slurpy.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be some consistency.
It's got to have nice medium chunks in it.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
And it's got to keep
now we're talking
somebody
about
from overdosing on lemon juice. That will ruin guacamole.
Repeat that again, Fred Dreyer. You have had a lot of Super Bowls under your belt. Too much lemon juice destroys the guacamole.
That's correct.
Okay, so you got guacamole. Will you have chips with that, or are you going to be doing some veggies?
I'm going with corn chips, ladies and gentlemen.
You're just going for it.
I've never seen you going for corn chips. I'm having my own bowl of guac. I'm having my own bowl of corn tortillas.
Yes.
And here's the other thing else I'm having.
Yes.
Here's the real...
What's the coup de grace?
Here's the coup de grace. I'm going to have a six-pack of Pacificos right next to me, and two
mints
martinis.
Two martinis. So two Tito's martinis.
Two Tito's.
A six-pack of Pacifico.
That's right.
Guacamole and corn chips.
Medium chunks and chips and corn chips.
And will there be any other, will there be maybe another menu item or something, or is that it?
Well, there might be a cheesecake in
there. Don't talk about the cheesecake yet. We'll come back with that. Stay with us here. It's our Super Bowl special here on the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program, this gentleman right over here, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor from Hunter Land's End. We'll get into that here a little bit later on in the show. But our production staff here, Jeremy Dayton, puts this whole show together for us. And you had a question there, Fred Dreyer, and Jeremy already had it all in our prep here. This is a new play-by-play team. That's why I didn't hear Joe Davis in the last Fox playoff game. Apparently, Joe has been demoted. He's the Dodger announcer. The Super Bowl they've got the new number one Fox team. You know, Joe Buck used to be there with Troy,
Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman. So now the new number one team, since Joe and Troy left and they went over to ABC, I think ESPN, it's Kevin Burkhardt.
Yep.
Okay. And Greg Olsen. So right. Greg will be your color commentator.
Okay. Well, he's a tight end, so yeah. Maybe he'll give some insight to this.
Well, they say he's been impressive so far around this week.
No, he is. He's good.
And I think, didn't Tom Brady, isn't he going to be joining the team if he stays retired or something?
I don't know who he's working for.
I don't either, but I think he's going to, they say Tom Brady soon will be bumping into him for the top team. Brady's retirement means he's ready to get into the broadcast booth, and Olsen will let
him. Is that what he's going to do next year?
He's going to, I think, replace Olsen is what this prep says here. So that could be the case. So that'll be the game
that'll
now.
That'll be good.
Now, let's take a look here. So already it's controversy in the announce booth. And then we got here the Super Bowl starts at, everybody says, hey, get ready. It's going to go at 6:30 Eastern time, 3:30 Pacific time.
Uh-huh.
I think it won't even start then. Does it really? Is that when they actually have the kickoff?
Well, it's supposed to start 3:35 here.
Okay, so that's then we're pretty close there. 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific time.
Yeah.
At the State Farm Stadium. Now, isn't Patrick Mahomes, doesn't he work for State Farm? I mean, this could be something we should look at a prop
Mahomes?
Here.
I don't know.
He could be with the State Farm guys. It's at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And going to be on Fox. And kickoff is at the half hour there at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. At the halftime show, I know you're a big fan of the halftime show. Rihanna's going to be performing. No word yet of the special guest. We'll probably have him before the show going. So this is it. Experts are picking the Chiefs and the Eagles score over there. The Eagles, they say, have the advantage 45-26 of 71 experts who weighed in. The Eagles were favored by 45 of them, 63.4%, while the Chiefs claimed 26 votes, 36.2. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. This is all a gambler's romance.
It's paradise. Yeah,
they're just anything to talk about to get some sort of rush.
Let's get something we do know about here on the show, if I can, Fred, and that is guacamole. And we had Nikki says she likes to mix a little bit of sour cream into the guacamole. It keeps it from browning. Now, do you put sour cream in your guac?
Those are all engineering feats that come with experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if that, in fact, works, you got to be careful that it doesn't taste like a guacamole soup with all the things in there trying to make it better. You can't make guacamole better.
Watch the lemon.
Get rid of the lemon and be extremely careful on anything else you decide to put in there.
Now, do you include onions mixed in with your guacamole? We have like chopped onions in there.
Well, you got to have them, but they have to be chopped just right.
What do you do?
What do you mean what do you do?
Well, what do you mean by just right?
They've got to be tiny.
Yeah, you got to have small ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny chunks.
And whatever you do, don't give any if you have a pet around the house or the dog because it's uncontrollable gas. If it's the dog, if you have that,
you're going to have to put them outside.
Mm-hmm. If they have some of
the guacamole. You're going to have to eat your guacamole outside.
Now, will you have cigars? Because I know you're a big cigar guy.
I'm going to have cigars.
Okay. All right, now let's look and see what the neighbors are saying here and get them in on the show here today. We're, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We're streaming at CRNTalk.com. We're on Sports Byline. We're on SiriusXM here on the show. But we're also on Facebook Live if you want to take a look at everything. So Katrina says, hey, Fred and Mike. Katrina, she's going to put the sour cream in, and I think, as well. Birmingham, Alabama, she's from. So wants to know how we're doing today. Fred, you doing all right?
I'm doing fine. Just like make sure you don't put a lot of lemon in your guac.
Rachel Joan G. Shelley says, hello, Mike Horn and Fred Dreyer. How are you doing? We're great. You just heard Fred say that. I'm the same way. Nikki saying hello to you cats. Greetings from Nebraska. Yeah, probably should listen to a little jazz. You know?
Cats?
Yeah, cats. Have you watched that TV show on Amazon called Bosch?
No.
Because he listens to jazz all the time. And if you're talking about cats, you know, when he's in a case or something, it's kind of like a new version of Hunter where he just doesn't follow rules. But he said ornery about it. You weren't as ornery. You were more humorous about it, I think. You had a little better sense of worth when you went against the police chief's rules.
Yes. So. Well, you can't be angry.
No, you
can't.
There's
no reason to be. You have to reflect that you're affable and you're willing to work with leadership, but at the same time, you wind up getting what you want.
All right, Lee says, what's up, Mike and Fred? Bernard says, hello, Fred and Mike from Ottawa. He says, Fred, do you think Kyrie Irving would have been a good fit with the Lakers as LeBron was disappointed for not acquiring him? You know, LeBron's a new scoring
chief. I don't know who those two guys are.
You don't know LeBron James?
I have no idea who they are.
They were talking football, right?
Well, I mean, why? Who cares about what LeBron and Kyrie?
Well, Bernard obviously does. He's asking a question.
I don't know who the hell he is.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that with everybody. Let's go back to the things there. Bernard, rephrase your question if you could. That'll be nice. Now, Nikki says, let's go Chiefs. We got a Chiefs supporter here. People listening to us on CRN Digital Talk Radio, thank you. Rachel says, let's go Eagles. So we got a Chiefs. We got an Eagles. We got from Dallas, Texas. Sharon is tuned in. I don't think she's rooting for anybody. She's probably a Cowboys fan. Fred and Mike Horn, who are you going to go for in the Super Bowl game? All right, that we're talking about. We're not this sure yet. Sharon says, I'm rooting for the Eagles, but I don't like the Chiefs and Mahomes. Overrated to me, and I don't care that he won an SB because when he screws up, the media stays silent, and as some other quarterbacks mess up, they never stop bashing him. Is that true? Do you think Mahomes gets the soft treatment, Fred Dreyer?
No.
I don't even know.
He doesn't.
No, I don't think he does either. But, I don't think either of these quarterbacks have really gotten smashed. I think a lot of people like both these guys, Hurts and Mahomes.
Well, wait till one fails.
Oh, then they'll start picking on him on this game.
You're going to see the old fur fly.
Yeah, it could be. So, by the way, get us on Facebook Live is where we're getting these comments here from all of you. And back we go again to, let's see, we got, hello, Fred and Mike.
Hello.
From Ottawa. Margaret says, Bernard, it would be hard for LeBron. Oh, so she answered the question for you. That's good. Glad. Thank you very much. Okay. If Kyrie Irving came on. Let's see, what else we got? We've got a picture of a football here. Chris says, what are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers retiring from the NFL this year? If he does not retire, do you think he will be returning to Green Bay or be traded? Well, he says he doesn't want to be with Green Bay anymore. Is that right, Fred?
That's all we know.
Yeah, that's all we know so far. He didn't want to play for San Francisco. They were thinking of bringing him, or someone had a rumor that he might go there, and then he said, no, he's not doing that. So,
he doesn't know where he's going. How could we speculate?
Well, yeah, and I'm thinking maybe if you get close to that microphone, we could pair him up with Tom Brady in the broadcast booth if he retires. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't it? You get in there and you kibitz along with him. I would love that. Former players, a bunch of them, talking about the game.
Well, I'd like to have control over the instant replay.
Oh, so you would... there'd be a couple of delay of games, you'd play it over and over again, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't just once?
No, but I would use it to explain why things are happening.
Yeah.
When I was doing this...
you did color commentary,
I was doing color commentary.
For a year, right, didn't you?
Yeah, I did it for a season. And yep. What I did was I would tell people at the top of the show, this is... here's the two teams, St. Louis and Dallas. I think Dallas is going to win because blah, 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 blah. And we're going to show it to you right here as it happens. And that's what we did, and people look forward to it. And I got a lot of positive response from the network as well as from the fans watching.
Yeah, I miss John Madden. He was one of the greats. Now, you played for John Madden at San Diego State.
Yeah.
Did he have, like, a board with circles and stuff? Was he doing a board with plays and stuff when he was working with you guys at San Diego State?
Not that I can remember. John became the John Madden we know after he left the Raiders.
And went into the broadcast booth, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But he had an opinion about how to treat the sport as fun and how do you make it fun for the viewers who aren't able to really have a front row seat.
Yeah, did you guys were friends? I remember when you were left in New York and the Giants, and you were there for a heartbeat on the New England Patriots. You went and talked to Madden, and he talked about maybe you being in the Raiders or going to the Rams or whatever. You kind of always said that. Did you ever get a chance to get on his bus after he retired and look and see what that thing was like?
No, I never did.
Oh, boy.
No, I didn't.
I think we need a Fred Dreyer mobile, a big bus.
Yes.
You and me,
yes,
going around the country.
Yes.
Can we talk to that guy that did that RV show one time, see if he can get us a bus or an RV so we can...
God, that would be fun, wouldn't it? It would be fun. It would really be fun if we could stop off and get donuts and guacamole.
Randy's Donuts.
Oh, man.
And by the way, Fred is on the Ron Say Show this week at CRN Digital Talk Radio. You want to hear that?
We're talking.
If we get Ron to come on the show, the Penguin could be in there and go out and pick up donuts for us.
No, we're talking sports. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. All right, take a break. You ready? We take a little quick break, come back with more?
Go.
It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool, so you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's our ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning my neighbor asked me what I'm doing and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. so clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
And we're back in the Sports Lounge, our Super Bowl special. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, coming to you live and direct on Sirius XM. We're on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, online with Sirius XM Channel 967, also on Facebook Live, Roku, CRN Talk, Twitter, Tiki Live, Periscope, and on Sports Byline and the great sports network, nationwide coast-to-coast radio stations everywhere, and CRN Talk, CRN Digital Talk Radio. All right, we got all that taken care of there for you. So, checking our chat room here a little bit, Fred, if we could.
Yes.
And I want to jump back in there for just a second. We have a couple of comments. Lori said, and she's in Iowa, she says, I agree with finely minced onion in the guacamole. And she says, I do very little lime juice.
Very good.
Shannon says, hope you're doing well. And says, thoughts on the Super Bowl winning team? If you already announced it, just logged on. We'll be ready. We haven't made our final decision yet, Shannon. We're okay. Now, here's a guy who used to work here at CRN. Neighbor Paul. Remember that guy? He's always throwing a monkey wrench into the works. We're having a nice discussion. It's our Super Bowl special. We didn't even talk about LeBron James or any of that kind of stuff. We're just concentrating Super Bowl. And here's the question from neighbor Paul. Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
So he says, is it true that Dave Rooster Fleming called Bruno Sammartino a washed-up old man? I'll let you take that one.
He's a wrestler.
Yeah, those are wrestlers. That's very good. He thought he would stump you. No, not football players. Wrestlers, neighbor Paul.
Who, neighbor Paul thought?
Yeah, and neighbor Paul. Do you ever watch him make guacamole? Big chunks of onions.
I don't associate the two.
You eat, if you watch him eat it, you don't stand behind that guy. He always has big chunks of onions, and it's just not a pretty sight.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, neighbor Paul.
This is what we do with guys like neighbor Paul. We put him outside.
Mm-hmm.
With the dogs.
Exactly. There you go. Okay. That's very nice. Maybe Vicky will be wising up on that. Now, Dick. Oh, here's another good friend. Dick Califato says, Mike, talk to me about John Madden. I have something you would love. So apparently Dick loves John Madden. And John was the coach. I heard you talk about this on Ron Say's show this week. But again, Joe Gibbs was your coach at San Diego State. Ernie Zambezi, John Madden.
Mm-hmm. Joe Gibbs.
And who was the last guy?
And Rod Dauhauer.
Rod Dauhauer. I always forget Rod. And what a group of coaches you had.
Excellent coaches.
Yes.
Some are iconic, as you know.
Who'd you have at El Camino?
I had Kenny Swearingen.
Oh, I thought
and Bill Vincent, defensive coach.
There you go. Not Bruno Sammartino.
Not Bruno.
Okay. No. He knew some stuff there. Okay. Now, so there you have it, Dick. And then we got, let's see, Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn, a tour bus. Now, we're getting there. They want to circle back, and we would do a tour. I'm telling you, this is something we got to look into, Fred. I think we hit on something.
All right.
We get a tour bus, a big mobile home. Who do we get to drive that thing? Maybe Mike Gary? Jeremy Dayton?
Well, whoever does.
Or do you want a hot babe driving it for us?
Whoever winds up driving it will have an eye test.
Dr. Watkins, we have a medical professional on our team. He's ready, close to retirement, right?
Yep.
He drives the bus.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Put a hammock in the back for him.
Get a little toe fungus, he'll take care of it for you. All right, let's look at some of these props, and then I'm going to get to some pictures over here. People are predicting the Eagles a little more than Kansas City is winning the game. Betting content now, and we taped the show earlier in the week, the Caesars Sportsbook's favoring Philadelphia by 1.5 points for you. So that's according to Caesars. We take a look at that. What else we have here today? We got you and I are kind of starting to lean towards Kansas City, but we don't know. Who's going to be the MVP? Who do you think did? Jalen Hurts was the most common pick, but we don't know about his arm, right?
Well, that's the other thing.
He's got to win.
Who's going to play consistently great?
Yeah.
In order to lead their team to victory,
yeah.
I think the odds are that it's Mahomes and Kelce from KC,
yeah.
Or Jalen Hurts. Now, in order for Jalen Hurts to pull this off, he's going to have to really not only be 100%. He's really going to have to excel.
Yeah. 33 of the 71 experts weighed in for Super Bowl MVP, and they picked a Jalen Hurts, and then 20 votes for Patrick Mahomes. And the Kelce, those are the brothers there, right? And so apparently Travis Kelce is in the running, but I don't know anything about his brother.
The MVP, and I'll call this,
yeah,
the MVP of the Super Bowl will be, if Philly wins, it'll be the offensive line.
I think I'll go with you on that.
And if it's Kansas City, it'll be Mahomes and yep. Kelce.
They got different props, like what's the coin toss outcome going to be? You can bet on that.
Oh, I know.
Well, an extra point or field goal.
How much guacamole can you eat?
Yes. Yeah. Will there be, there's so many things on this thing. The Kelce brothers, Jason and Travis, making history in the Super Bowl coming up in Arizona. They got Eagles take on Kansas City, and there's the center is Jason Kelce. You mentioned the center is going to be a key factor in the game.
Yes, sir.
And tight end Travis Kelce. This is both of them look to win the second Super Bowl of their careers. They've each won one. That family is really something. And
yeah, they really are.
So have a pair of brothers ever played against each other in the Super Bowl? No, a pair of brothers never played against each other in the Super Bowl before. So you won that bet if you placed it.
Right.
So we have that there. So Andy Reid could win his second Super Bowl. He's already got one under his belt, too. And you say the ankle is okay for Patrick Mahomes. So he says
totally
that.
Fine.
Yeah, he says that. So how he responds to this thing. So,
of course, if you're a big time gambler, you've got to make sure that he's telling the truth on that.
Yeah, because they'll say it, and you're not going to say, "Well, no, I think it's terrible. I'm not going to be able to play." You're going to go out there and play, right? Look at what happened. San Francisco goes out, and the guy's done.
You know what would really be a lot of fun?
What?
You could pretend you have an ankle that is sore.
Oh, now you're talking.
But it's completely well.
That's good.
And you will limp, and you could limp.
Yeah, oh, yes.
At the most opportune times,
yep.
You could limp your way back to the huddle and really wince and complain about your ankle hurting.
Yes.
And it's perfectly 100%. You would get such sympathy votes.
It's great. I played with a guy named Mike Kelly, former business partner. We were on the softball team playing Johnny Grant and the Hollywood Stars from KRLA Radio. Somebody slid into third base, and I saw Mike Kelly sort of limping around. But when I looked at the video, he was walking perfectly, and then he decided that the argument wasn't going to go his way when he was arguing somebody slid into him, and he started to limp, and then he actually fell down. And the people were there. The women were all around him to make sure he was okay.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you would do, right?
Yeah, that's
good acting.
That's what I would do.
All right, so we've got Pamela, who's our photographer here on the show, and she says, a while ago, one of your fans asked about the guns that you carried portraying Hunter on TV. Fred, everybody was in Hunter.
Right.
Hunter was well known for using authentic firearms, also for having a technical advisor, teaching actors, right? You didn't have any fooling around with live ammo or anything on there, and they taught you how to use them correctly, correct?
Yeah, but see, again, because I am, a stickler for all this stuff. I make sure that if there is a scene or a group of scenes to be shot that particular day, in the morning when I get to the set, I go to the armorer's truck.
Yes.
And I pull him out of the truck and I tell him, "Tell me what you're doing today." Have him tell me what you, the armorer, are doing today, and explain the layout. And there's only so much he can do, but what I'm asking for him to do is tell me how this is going to play out with the weapons. What weapons are we using, and so forth and so on. Who's in charge of these weapons? Will they be here in the truck watched by, you know, your associate here. And then when the director pulls the actors to the set to block all this out, what is used? And if the armor, especially in TV shows, because they work a lot, you would make sure that the armor brings to the set wooden, plastic, or rubber guns.
Oh, okay.
So the set is not hot.
Got it.
During warm-ups and practices.
So they not only taught you how to use them correctly, but also taught you to go ahead and use just the fake things there for when you're setting everything up.
Well,
and all
that. Look, you know, if you're learning how to drive a race car, you're not only learning how to operate the car, but you wind up learning a lot about how the track works.
All right, so we got some photos of you, and we'll post these up at the Sports Lounge on demand for you, so you can take a look at them. Look at you, Hunter. Seemed like he was always armed and ready to go. So, in the pilot episode, Hunter carried a P9S, the Simon
Heckler and Koch.
Yeah, he carried that. And so in the episode of Dead or Alive, he loaned that gun to McCall. Hers was stolen, and you switched over to a Desert Eagle 357 Magnum.
See that picture right there.
Yeah, they were showing a picture of a Magnum. Fred holding it. Everybody,
you see that's the gun they're talking about.
The 357 Magnum.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you had the Astra Terminator 44 Magnum as well too, right? And then you also had, I guess, let me see if that's this one here. I think we got a picture of that. Is that correct right there? Yeah. That's the, and then we've got the Franchi SPA-12 shotgun. Now, you used a shotgun in some episodes. Is that correct?
Yeah, there it is. Right
there's there. A shotgun there that you use. We're going to post these up at our Sports Lounge website there. And there's the Rouge Mini 14 automatic rifle that was also used, I guess, too. And that's you were in the jungles or something there taking a shot on that one.
It was in somebody's backyard.
This was something going on there. And then we also had in season 5 of Hunter, and it was really getting good in those later seasons, you switched to a Beretta, a 92FS, to reflect the semi-automatic pistols. The actual LAPD officers started carrying these at the time. Is that correct?
So yeah, they went away from the Smith & Wessons. They went away from a lot of the standard guns,
yeah.
Smith & Wessons, Colts, and they got the they signed a big contract. It was all a part of the international flavor of unifying all police weapons. The Beretta came out of Europe, and then the Beretta here with as you see here,
92FS, yeah,
Hunter, the Hunter, yeah. Beretta 92. That was a gun that was reliable, but a lot of the classic cops,
yeah,
didn't like them. They wanted to go back to the 45.
Well, and so authenticity, we can say, is what kind of also helped make Hunter an all-time favorite fan series, right? You were trying to be as authentic as possible.
And yeah, right? That was the drive for safety.
Yeah.
The drive for safety, yeah, was also the result of that was learning about the guns.
Fans love your comments. I'm glad we had a chance to talk about it. Thank you, Pam, for getting
it. Thank you, Pam. Yes, very much. Those are good photos.
Take a little break when we come back. Fred's pick for the Super Bowl. Are you ready to make it?
I feel the pressure, but I'm ready.
Yeah. Let's see what we're going to have here. Stay with us. Take a quick break. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. And then Fred Dreyer, FREDDRYER, at CRN, Championship Radio Network, CRNTalk.com. We'll be back. Thanks for being with us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Back at the Sports Loungers, truly Michael Horn, the one and only star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. One more sweep here of our comments here coming in on our listener lines at Facebook Live, and we got Sharon said, Fred, will you be at the Hollywood show in June? Do you know if you're going to be there, Fred?
Yeah, I have not been contacted by them. Perhaps I would. It's a ways away.
Yeah, we'll see. You and Stephanie were there last time. That would be good.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, so Lori says, Midwest girl going with the Chiefs. A great approach to prevent fatalities. People commenting on your work with guns on the set of Hunter. Love the safety you had on the set with guns. That's great. Dick Califato said he's going to send us a recording of John Madden that he recorded after he retired from coaching. So we'll be looking forward to that. And Stephanie Kramer, they say, according to Lori, talked about the safety aspect when I talked to her last winter on the set of Hunter. She explained to me, too, and I asked people who have been asking about this. So what was your favorite Hunter gun? That's the final question on these guns things here, Fred Dreyer.
Well, it's a Smith & Wesson 40 caliber.
And speaking of Stephanie, we had a picture here. Dustin tweeted out this picture with the caption, "The Dustin Fitz," and memories of Hunter on Saturday night, Fred Dreyer, Stephanie Kramer. So that's a nice one there. All right, Fred, comes time now. What's your pick in the Super Bowl? Who do you think?
I like both teams.
So do I.
The two teams that should be there are there. I have a slight edge toward the Kansas City Chiefs.
So you've changed.
From earlier in the week. Yeah.
Okay, so I think I'm going to go the same route there because I like to watch these games over there. I'm kind of a Midwest guy myself, but it's going to be a great Super Bowl, I think. It's going to be real
and
good.
Remember, all the guacamole you can eat.
That's true. Yeah. Guacamole recipes. Send them in. We'll post them up at our website at Lounge On Demand. You want to do that. get it going. The Sports Lounge on Demand with Fred Dreyer. That's our show. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Some thoughts, finally, from you, Fred, please.
Well, tomorrow, the 9th of the month, my mother would have turned 104.
Happy birthday to your late
so
mom.
So I'm going to say happy birthday, Mom.
Good love stuff
you.
Over there.
Love you.
I wish I would have met your mom. Would be good. All right, that's our show, everybody. Send in some thoughts and comments. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great Super Bowl. Be safe. We'll see you next week.
So long.